All right, we'll move back and do action item number one, discussion and possible action on amendments to the personnel policy. Monica Wheels.
Included with the diligent documents were the policies that we're proposing to change, a copy of the actual current policy that we have, and then the policy, the proposed policy. Were there any questions? If not, I'll read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective November 1, 2011. Policy 1.10, harassment policy. Add the word, quote, written to the second sentence as follows. Harassment constitutes any verbal, written, or physical conduct which creates an intimidating, offensive, or hostile environment based on any such protected characteristic. Replace HR policy 2.07, improper conduct, with 2.07, ethics policy. All officers and employees shall abide by the Brazos River Authority's ethics policy. In accordance with the ethics policy, an officer or employee of the Brazos River Authority shall not, 1, accept or solicit any gift, favor, or service that might reasonably tend to influence the officer or employee in the discharge of official duties, or that the officer or employee knows or should know is being offered with the intent to influence the officer's or employee's official conduct. 2, accept other employment or engage in a business or professional activity that the officer or employee might reasonably expect would require or induce the officer or employee to disclose confidential information acquired by reason of the official position. 3, accept other employment or compensation that could reasonably be expected to impair the officer's or employee's independence of judgment in the performance of the officer's or employee's official duties. 4, make personal investments that could reasonably be expected to create a substantial conflict between the officer's or employee's private interest and the public interest. Or 5, intentionally or knowingly solicit, accept, or agree to accept any benefit for having exercised the officer's or employee's official powers or performed the officer's or employee's official duties in favor of another. Policy 5.14, shift premium. Replace the final paragraph with the following. Quote, 8-hour and 10-hour shifts which provide premiums include the following. Second shift typically begins late afternoon or early evening and ends between midnight and 2 a.m. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional 50 cents per hour. Third shift typically begins at midnight and ends early morning. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional $1 per hour. 12-hour shifts which provide premiums include the following. Overnight shift typically begins early evening and ends early morning. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional $1 per hour, end quote. Replace HR policy 6.02 work week with, quote, the official work week for the Brazos River Authority employees is a 7-day period beginning on Saturday and ending on the following Friday, end quote. Policy 6.06, compensatory time. Add to the end of the policy, quote, employees will be required to use comp time prior to taking personal time off, PTO, unless the employee is nearing his or her anniversary date and PTO will be forfeited by the employee, end quote. Policy 6.10, office closings in emergencies. Change the second paragraph as follows. Quote, employees whose jobs are critical to public health and safety may be required to work during an official office closing. If so directed, those employees must report for duty. Non-exempt employees who are not required to work while the office is closed in an emergency will be paid for the number of hours that the office is officially closed. However, in no event will the time paid cause the employee to exceed 40 hours for the work week. Exempt employees who are not required to work while the office is closed in emergency will be paid for the number of days that the office is officially closed, end quote. Policy 7.08, weapons. Add to the end of the first paragraph, quote, however, the Brazos River Authority does not prohibit an employee who lawfully possesses a firearm or ammunition from storing them in a locked, privately owned motor vehicle in Brazos River Authority parking lots or other Brazos River Authority parking areas, end quote. Add to the beginning of the second paragraph, quote, except as authorized under the first paragraph of the section, end quote. Replace HR policy 17.06 wellness benefits with, quote, authority employees are encouraged to participate in health-promoting activities such as health club memberships or weight loss programs. A health club is an organization that provides exercise programs such as swimming, racquetball, weight training, and aerobic exercise activities or exercises. For the purpose of this policy, a weight loss program is considered to be a holistic and integrated approach to weight loss that provides guidance on nutrition, healthy habits, exercise, and offers a supportive environment to assist employees lose weight and or maintain a healthy weight, end quote. Oh, not end quote yet. A maximum of $20 per month will be reimbursed to each employee for either their health club dues or weight loss membership dues. Employees should check with the Human Resources Department for more information regarding qualifying memberships and reimbursement procedures, end quote. Policy 18.02, military leave, replace annual leave with PTO throughout the policy. Policy 18.08, civil leave, change the first paragraph as follows. Quote, employees are granted civil leave with pay for jury duty, for serving as a subpoenaed witness in an official proceeding, and for voting. However, in no event will the time paid cause the employee to exceed 40 hours for the work week, end quote. Policy 18.09, funeral leave, replace 3 days with 24 hours. Quote, no more than 24 hours per occurrence will be granted, end quote, and replace annual leave with PTO throughout the policy. Replace HR policy 18.14, using leave in combination with, quote, a regular full-time employee who is requesting extended leave for an illness or temporary disability is required to exhaust all eligible leave balances before leave without pay may commence. The employee has the option of choosing to use his or her accrued personal time off, paren PTO, sick or vacation leave in any order. With the approval of the employee's supervisor, other types of leave may be used in combination or coupled with holidays if it is determined to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority and the employee, end quote. Policy 18.15, personal time off, quote, paren PTO policy. Change the first paragraph to read as follows. Quote, all regular full-time employees are eligible for personal time off, paren PTO. PTO is provided for the purpose of rest, relaxation, illness, and or to attend personal business. PTO is to be taken within the year awarded. Supervisors and staff have the responsibility to plan schedules that meet operating requirements of departments and time off needs of staff. In order to balance and meet service and staffing requirements, employees and supervisors should plan PTO with as much notice as possible. A PTO day is deemed to consist of 8 hours. Employees are awarded PTO as follows, end quote. Policy 18.16, termination of employment. Add to the second paragraph, quote, a regular full-time employee who has completed at least 6 months of current employment will also be eligible for a PTO payout, end quote. Policy 19.01, general policy on holidays. Change the first sentence to read as follows, quote, a holiday is a workday off with pay and is deemed to consist of 8 hours, end quote.
Well then, you heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Ball, second. Christian, would you please poll the board?
Presiding Officer DeCluett?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.